The first change you notice is right on the front door to Northland Pines High School. A sign asks people not to enter if they have any symptoms of COVID-19, and to wear a mask, social distance, and use hand sanitizer.
Some you can see visually, others you would have to see when the students are all here.
Before the students arrived, Northland Pines District Administrator Scott Foster shows me all the changes made in the high school and middle school in Eagle River.
You know, this is an example of, you know, normally we'd have two at every table. So now we're going to have one at every table, and then some kids will sit in the back.
Some of the changes are obvious. One-way signs direct students upstairs and through different hallways. Desks are spaced farther apart. Water fountains you drink directly from have been turned off, and water bottle filler stations have been installed. Plexiglass has been installed in the lunch lines. On the lunch tables with attached seats, signs cover every other seat to encourage social distancing.
For all of our changes, we really want to do it for safety, but we didn't want to take away the socialization and what school experience is for kids, so we're trying to find that balance.
There will be staggered start times for different grade levels for students that switch classrooms, so there's not as many students in the hallways at once. And students will be staying with cohorts as much as possible. The district will be nearly fully staffed.
We are short one position, which is, what pandemic or not, is really hard to fill.
As the first day of classes drew closer, Foster says he saw the shift in teachers, still concerned for their and the students' safety, but also excited to see and teach the students again.
You know, as much as we talk about 6 foot and all the safety, we can't forget that this is really going to be a great school year where our relationships, our excitement for learning, and all those things are going to shine through it.
For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.